through the doorway of time to explore a piece of the puzzle to life's hidden mysteries. What ancient secrets lie just beneath the surface of these eternal questions? Who am I? What is my karma? And why, oh why, is my life like this? Money, sex, power. What's your karma?
You're listening to Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma, the show that talks to living, the psychic show that talks to living. I'm your host, Lilith Dove, with co-hosts MG, Babel, and Promo Pete. Good morning, West Coast, and good morning, East Coast, and hello to all you good karma lovers out there. We're here every Friday on BBS Radio from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, bringing you good karma stories with MG, spiritual insights with Babel, an exciting promo Pete announcing the latest events and products that we offer to everyone who's interested in maintaining their good karma. I'll be taking calls later on in the show from anyone that's listening out there. I know there's lots of people out there who are going to be brave enough today to call in for their karma reading. And the numbers to call are 1-877-876-5227 and 877-876-5185. Once again, those numbers to call in for your karma reading are 877-876-5227 and 877-876-5185. Before we get started with every show, I try to explain the definition of karma to everyone out there, because everybody has their own different meaning and definition of what they think it means. And of course, I know there are people out there who will be thinking to themselves, I know what karma means, and I know how it affects my life, and I know I have good karma. Well, that's neither here nor there, because in actual fact, contrary to popular opinion, it isn't, number one, the aura, or B, general energy, or C, fate. The true definition of karma is as follows. It's the force generated by a person's actions, thought, word, and deed, which perpetuates within incarnation and determines the nature of their next existence, which is also known as cause and effect. So I'll read that one more time. The definition of karma is the force generated by a person's actions, which perpetuates reincarnation and determines the nature of their next existence, also known as cause and effect. Which basically means that each lifetime that you have, based on your thought, word, and deed, and the effect it has on people, places, and situations, it could perpetuate reincarnation and then determine the nature of your next lifetime, which is basically cause and effect. And even in your present life, you can see how cause and effect manifests by thought, word, and deed, by something you say, something you think, and how it manifests in your life or the lives of others. And it's important to explain to everybody that that definition of karma has to do with intent, because it's the intent behind your thought, word, and deed that creates the cause and the effect. So take that into consideration when you have your karma reading later on in the show, because the readings will pertain to how the karma you've created for yourself, or Dharma for that matter, is affecting your life now, and what you need to do to fix it, and how you can move forward. Later on in the show also, we'll have Babel, MG, and Good Karma Pete, sorry, Promo Pete, getting his name mixed up, who will be joining me as co-host to add their little insights, stories, and other announcements that have to do with everybody maintaining their good karma. The purpose of the show, Money, Sex, Power, which I should add, actually refers to the three drives of the human race, because people often ask me that, is to make you think, question, and perhaps believe that what goes around really does come around in this life or the next one after that. And so that perhaps by being more aware of this, you can make a difference to your life and self, and maybe the lives of other people. And so the karma readings that you get later will perhaps shed light on why certain things are the way they are in each person's life, and what can be done to change the situation for better, not worse, instead of perpetually repeating the same mistakes and problems over and over again. All of us at Astrobabble, this is the four of us that put together this show, we're called Astrobabble Productions, hope to make these shows not only empowering but healing, to try and help people to understand that karma doesn't have to be daunting or overwhelming or something negative, because people actually sometimes think of it as a negative thing. To know that it's inspiring to know your karma, and we try to add a touch of humor so that you know you can tackle anything that is thrown at you by the universe symbolically, and to look on the bright side to realize that as much as you created the situation, you do have the power to change it. The key is being able to transform the negative into the positive. So having said that, we're going to move on to have some wonderful karma stories, good karma stories with NG. NG, are you there?
Hello, Lilith.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, 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 everyone out there. Hello, hello, hello.
So what do you have for us today, baby?
Well, I'm flipping the script a little bit this week. I've actually found a few stories that I've collected in the past several weeks that are a little bit different from what I normally do. But I think, they're more personal stories of people who overcame obstacles to make their lives better, which I think is also referred to, you know, attaining good karma, but on a more personal level.
So
let's begin with a story about Danielle Lovelace, with a half dozen self-help books in her suitcase, came to New York with $38 in her pocket 5 years ago, and a dream even she says was crazy. I bought a one-way bus ticket to music, said the aspiring entertainer, who left the violent streets of Maryland and Washington, where she sold drugs and then lived in New York's homeless shelters as she started over. Lovelace was born to a poor single mother in Washington. As a child, she witnessed domestic violence. Church was her anchor and refuge, and discovered her voice singing gospel. She left home at 17 to escape an abusive stepfather and ended up selling crack. After 5 years of a wasted life, Lovelace decided she wanted better. She worked any legit job she could find, and all the while wrestling with her demons. Lovelace has her act together now, working as a personal trainer. I had to come out of my shell, said Lovelace. One day, she saw an ad in Backstage inviting singers to an open mic night at Dylan's. They gave her a shot, telling her she could do a 30-minute show and keep the money from whatever tickets she sold. I began to say, if you love this, then act like you love it. Nobody wants to see you looking like a sad puppy dog. Give people what they came to see, a singer, a musician, words and music that evoke emotion. The philosophy worked. The 32-year-old blues and jazz singer took the first step towards her dream this September when she was named NYC Singing Idol, catching a $1,000 prize at Dylan's Cabaret.
Wow.
And I thought that was interesting.
That's a great story.
Yeah, because she was able to see that she, you know, was living a horrible life and was like, made use of the gifts and talents that she did, and now she's pursuing. Okay, moving on. So Edgar Leon and his family left their home country in Colombia because the situation there got bad. People were getting killed, beaten up. The guerrillas started demanding hefty payments in order to leave the family alone. They came to New York to get out of the routine of violence. As a six-year-old boy growing up in the 1980s in Jackson Heights, Queens, Leon used to have to ask a neighborhood restaurant owner for food. His home was furnished with items others had discarded. Henry estimates that his immigrant family lived in about 20 different apartments because of the constant evictions for not being able to pay rent. Living in the Stapleton Projects in Staten Island, he didn't even have any role models to look to. All he saw were drug dealers. There were no lawyers or doctors living there. The only time he saw someone wearing a suit was when they were going to a trial or to a funeral. So when I got a little older, I said to myself, never again will I go through that, he said, referring to the poverty that haunted childhood. I started pushing myself to work hard and not go back to that era. As soon as he was old enough, he started working at the grocery store to help his family. One day, on his way home from high school, he found himself lost downtown after taking the wrong train. He ended up in the financial district surrounded by suited bankers driving fancy cars. He made his first contact by starting conversations with people on the train or on the streets as they headed to work on Wall Street. His first job was at a small security firm where Leon worked cold calling potential investors for $150 a week. Unsatisfied with the salary, he got Series 7 certification, which allowed him to work as a trader. After a series of jobs, Leon, 34, now handled $70 million in accounts as Vice President of Client Management at Bank of America. He is also the co-owner of a startup music company, Sound Sound Productions, and this summer he started volunteering for Habitat for Humanity in New Jersey. a cause dear to him because of his own past struggles with housing. Since 2004, Leon has been attending New Jersey University on a part-time basis, working on his bachelor's degree in international finance, which he expects to complete in 2 more semesters. So he's still striving to better himself.
That's an amazing story. I love that story. That's amazing.
I know, and he's still constantly trying to better himself, too. You know what I mean? So that was inspiring. Coming from, begging for food, now he's handled $70 million in accounts. Last story, Roland Giamella immigrated to the U.S. from Lima in 1969 with $170 in his pocket and little else. But his relentless work ethic and drive to succeed has made the name Roland Dairy a fixture in delis, convenience stores, and supermarkets throughout New York City. When I first came to this country, I had no place to go. There was no family waiting for me, says Giamella. I can still remember those early days living in Jackson Heights and renting a room on Roosevelt Avenue for $12.50 a week. I had nothing. Following a string of early odd jobs, including that of a shoe salesman, Giamella landed a job that would change his life. In February of 1971, he was hired as a delivery man for Glenville Hagerman, a milk distribution company in Massachusetts. I was the milkman. I made home deliveries to Park Slope in Brooklyn, says Giamella, who liked formal language training but taught himself English. The turning point came in 1980 when the milk industry underwent sea changes. This quickly led to diminished home deliveries and forced Giamella's employers to adjust its sales strategy and begin leasing milk routes to its 65 delivery men. It meant that Giamella, along with other delivery men, would now have to buy his milk and then resell it to make a living. As a result, Giamella became an independent distributor. Due to hard work and a commitment to his customers, Gino has grown his business from sales of about $75,000 per year in the 1980s to current levels of approaching $20 million a year. The company boasts 35 full-time employees and a fleet of 20 trucks. Not bad for a shoe salesman from Peru, he says proudly.
Amazing. These are amazing stories. I love them.
Yeah, it's just amazing. I mean, I thought it would be a nice inspiration for listeners out there who, probably don't have it as bad as these people, or maybe have it as bad as these people, but look what they were able to do with just commitment and focusing on a goal and being able to see, themselves and making changes that they knew that could help them better their lives.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's the perseverance and patience and the time, work, and effort, on a continuous basis that they put into their work, their lives, considering they came from nothing.
Exactly, like 1 5 years, one, his story goes all the way back to the 1980s, and the other one all the way back to 1969,
Yeah.
And they never gave up, so that was inspiring.
And I think also it's interesting that, a couple of them, they didn't, like one of them, I think that was the last one, said he didn't even have family here, and so many people, they complain about this, they complain about that, and they have family, they have a different or a better support system in their lives, and they complain that they can't get ahead or whatever the case may be. And you have these people that came with nothing, no family or hardly any family, anywhere to live, and look what they accomplished.
And and Lance didn't even have any formal English training, but he taught himself. He was so committed to make changes. He's like, I'm going to teach myself English so I can, it's really interesting because, I do hear people, just with regular jobs, but they're just not happy with their jobs, complaining about, I hate my job or something like that, or, I'm not making enough money, blah, blah, blah. But these people came from, living in a homeless shelter or begging for food from a restaurant or, having $170 to their name, and that's it. It's pretty inspiring. I definitely just think these are three amazing individuals.
Yeah, I think that's one of the best segments you've done, MG, because it is such a personally inspiring story, especially with the economic times being what they are, with so many people losing their jobs, that this is an inspiring story to show that you can do something with virtually nothing. If you have an idea and you have the will and design, courage and to persevere and keep going and try something, surprised, I think, what can manifest. So I think that story is very appropriate for what people are going through now in terms of what they're facing with the economy, and you hear it on the news every day. The things certainly aren't getting any better anytime soon, financial-wise. So these stories, I think, were very wonderful and very appropriate in a timely manner.
Yes,
so,
thank you. That was my goal. You know what I mean? I felt like, I think people are living under a little bit of a fear because of the situation of the economy. You know, like, well, I'm going to share stories of people who actually had nothing and able to make something of themselves. So, you know, nothing is impossible. That's basically the moral of the story. Nothing is impossible.
I have totally agree with you. This is definitely something that hopefully the people out there who are listening will find it, as I said earlier in the show, empowering in some way, that they realize that they still have some power over their lives, you know, even though it might not seem that way, to take something, whatever that thing is, that passion that they have for something, and follow it through and move forward, and they may be surprised at what they accomplish. Okay, so stay there, don't go away, MG. I'll be coming back to you later on in the show. So all you good karma lovers out there, I hope you're going to call in for your karma reading. You've heard MG's wonderful stories of empowerment and perseverance to see what, you know, you can do with your life and find out what the karma is in your life now that you have to work on to move forward and improve yourself and your life. The numbers to call, once again, are 1-877-876-5227, 1-877-876-5185 for your good karma reading. 1-877-876-5227 and 1-877-876-5185. So I'm looking forward to speaking to all you good karma lovers out there. Now we're going to go to commercial break, and we'll be back very shortly.
Money, sex, power. What's your karma? The new psychic show that talks to the living about everyday people with everyday problems. Why do you do the things you do, and how can you fix it? Every Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hosted by clairvoyant and author Lilith Dove. For a free karma reading, call 1-877-876-5227. Once again, for a free karma reading, call 1-877-876-5227. So, what's your karma?
West Coast. This is Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma, the psychic show that talks to living. I'm your host, Lilith Dove, with co-hosts MG, Babel, and Promo Pete. We're here every Friday on BBS Radio from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, bringing you good karma stories with MG, which is what we just heard a few minutes ago. We're coming up very shortly with Spiritual Insights with Babel, and Promo Pete will be giving announcements on the latest events and products that we offer to everyone who's interested in maintaining their good karma. And I hope you'll call in for your good karma reading, you know, very shortly later on in the show at 1-877-876-5227 or 1-877-876-5185. And for those of you out there who are interested to know more about Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma, you should go to our website, whatsyourkarma.tv. That's whatsyourkarma.tv if you're interested to know more about Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma, the psychic readings, all the products we have, and the shows that we do. So moving forward, we're going to be connecting now with Babel. He always has wonderful spiritual insights. He's been doing little stories about mind, body, spirit, and soul, and how to take those and apply them in modalities to improve yourself and your good karma. So we'll be connecting with Babel right now. Babel, are you out there?
Good morning, Lilith, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning. What do you have for us today, Babel?
Last week I talked about, last week I talked about the diet, and this week I told you to talk about the mind-body connection. And there's a very important and the simplest way to connect the mind-body connection is through the breath. And one of the most simple and calming ways to do this is sit down or lie down, then place both the hands on the navel. And now concentrate on your breath. And the easiest way is to feel the navel rise or expand on the inhale, and then feel it relax back down on the exhale. And continue to do this for 2 to 5 or 10 minutes and you will feel and sense a mind-body connection. And this is one of the simplest ways to connect the body and the mind is through the breath. And we know this is meditation. And meditation is the glue of any spiritual path and that connectedness with yourself. And so this is a very important exercise if you're waiting for a plane or, you know, you're sitting in line waiting to cash out at some items that you've bought for the day or something. You can simply just place your hand on your belly and instantly feel your mind-body connection. Speaking on mind-body connection in another way, I was talking to my mother this week, Lilith, and she this goes out to Maggie. On a humorous note, very important way to feel the mind-body connection is laughter and humor. There's only a few things out there that really connect all of us, and that is laughter and humor and dance. And all of us, you know, say we're laughing or find something very funny or in good humor, it stimulates the mind-body connection. When at its peak, you can't breathe, your belly aches so bad, and you feel satisfied and a sense of well-being.
That's true.
So it's really important to have humor. And I think this is important on a spiritual path, as you mentioned earlier in the show, is that, you know, in times of hard times, or maybe you're going through some difficulty, is to find humor in it. It'll bring a sense of humility to what you're going through. If you have the ability to laugh at yourself, you'll be able to make that easier, your problems easier to grow through it. And second here, and I'll finish up real quick here, is music and dance will also help connect the mind-body connection, and it's loads of fun. Dance has exploded everywhere in this country, and there are so many outlets for this. Remember the other day when we were riding a cab here in New York City, we saw an ad on the TV in the cab for disco skating in Brooklyn, New York. Now that will make you focus on your mind and body, putting on a pair of skates and dancing to music. The main thing here, there are a lot of ways to get the main mind-body connection, and it's not as hard as you think. And you can have fun doing it. And we are all connected through our minds and bodies. And the karmic phrase, since we're doing a karma show here, the age-old saying is how do you link karma to all this? And this is an age-old saying I picked up. The hurt of one is the hurt of many. And the success of one is the success of many. And the group mindset is connected to the body of humanity. So remember, cause and effect is real. And there's another way to saying this on a more spiritual level. I am you, you are me, we are all one. And I'd like to point out the stories of good karma with MG. They all make us feel good and connected to what is right, what is prosperous, and what is true.
Very true. I like that. Oh, that's wonderful. I love that. Wow. Very simple. Very, very simple and straightforward and straight to the point in terms of what people can do. What was the...
I mean, some of the exercises, like I said, are simple. You know, the relaxation, you know, the meditation, putting the hands on the belly. The other one is, you know, you love to dance, Lilith, so that also takes a mind and body, and you need to connect your mind-body to make the moves. So, I mean, this mind-body connection isn't as hard as you think, and it doesn't have to be doing a yoga practice or a Pilates practice or, you know, even these marathoners that are going to run the New York City Marathon next week. They have to connect their mind to the body to make it through 26.2 miles.
Yeah. That's very, very true. They do, most definitely. That's just, I think those are very interesting insights for people to think about, because they're simple things, as you said earlier, that they can actually do for themselves and implement in their lives to make themselves feel better in the simplest of formats, really.
Yeah, and that's really the most important thing. is make it simple, have fun doing it, and you can share it with others, you know. Dancing is a great outlet, and it's loads of fun, like I said earlier, and you can do it every week. You can look forward to it, learning a new step, you know, going to a new place, going on vacation and having a dance, you know, dancing, feeling comfortable and doing it. And once the more you do it, the better you'll get at it.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. So what are you planning for next week?
It's a surprise. I don't know yet.
I'm sure it is. You don't know yet. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Babel. That was wonderful. So I hope you'll be with us later on in the show. So I'm going to come back to you later. So that was an interesting insight from Babel, of course, as always. And before we go to promo Pete, I'll be announcing once again that those of you out there listening to the show, I hope you're going to call in for your good karma reading and find out what's in store for you. Numbers to call are 1-877-876-5227 or 1-877-876-5185. If you'd like to look at more video scopes of Watch Your Karma as shows and events and readings, go to watchyourkarma.tv. Yes, and I think we have a caller waiting to have their karma read. Hello?
Hello.
Hello? Who am I talking to?
My name is Patrick.
Patrick, and do you call in to have your karma read?
Sure.
Okay. So what I've seen for you is a lifetime in many ancient civilizations as a mystic, psychic, spiritual advisor, high priest. I mean, you've pretty much done everything in terms of anything you could think of towards anything spiritual in terms of guiding people using your psychic ability. And you would probably be very intuitive, but it's something you need to think about now. Now, the problem is though, in the lifetimes that you've had with so much spiritual knowledge and power, haven't always used it in the most positive way. The most important lifetime for you was around the time frame of Jesus. You witnessed Jesus doing his spiritual teachings, the crucifixion, and you thought that Jesus should have somehow used his words of wisdom to better his situation and not put himself in a situation where he ended up being crucified. And so, and you really did connect with what he said on some level. You really felt that there was a lot of truth in it, and you knew yourself that you had a certain ability of intuitiveness as well. But you decided that for yourself, that you'd use your abilities and powers in a way that would be beneficial to you. So you have the karma of power, karma of what's known as a false prophet, in terms of using your spiritual truth and insights and to manipulate situations and people for your own ends instead of using it to help and serve others. So it's important that you be careful what you say and affect it on other people, because there's karma in what you say. So you have to be very mindful of what your words, how your words affect other people, because although you have the ability to communicate in a way that can be helpful, you don't always give thought to the effect it's going to have. You have to think of the intent behind what you're saying, how it's going to affect other people. So the karma is in the area of power. And on the other side of it, that if you can find a way to use your insights, your intuition, your words of wisdom in a way that can help other people, to serve them in a very positive way, it will affect your finances and your money in a very positive way as well. So there's a connection between communication, how it's applied, and how it affects other people, so that it in turn comes back to you in a very positive way. So between now and the next 5 years, it's important that you really pay attention to this, because you're in that cycle now where that karma can be taken care of and healed once and for all, in that it will affect you career-wise, especially financially, in a very positive way. But the source of it is that from the time of Jesus, when you witnessed his teachings and how he shared his words of wisdom with other people, and what your perception of that was, because you in that lifetime yourself and from lifetimes subsequent to that was very intuitive.
Right.
Do you understand that, Patrick?
Yeah. Interesting.
What do you do for a living?
Self-employed, I guess. I do some real estate, some mortgages.
Oh, so you have to talk to people a lot.
Yeah, I talk to people a lot.
Yeah.
On the phone
okay.
all
well,
day.
What was that?
I said I'm usually on the phone all day.
Oh, okay. So you have to be very careful, because what your communication is intrinsically tied into how you prosper. So it's just something to be aware of, especially between now and the next 5 years, because this is the time frame that you have to heal that karma once and for all. And if you you're doing it correctly, if your finances are going to increase tremendously.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
They suck now.
What's that?
I said they're nothing too good now, so that's good.
Oh. So there you, that's it. Okay, so just something you have to really pay attention to. And maybe just sit down and give more thought. You can even write yourself some kind of some notes or something of what you're going to say to people and just practice and see how it can sort of turn things around, because that's why.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That was interesting. That was a very different karma there. So I hope all of you out there were listening to Patrick's reading. He has a very unusual karma in terms of communication, power, and money. So, you know, you can see it's very different from everybody. Nothing is written in stone, and everybody's karma is usually a very individual thing. So it's not always what you think it is. It can be very detailed and very intricate in a way that you would never even imagine. So I hope all of you out there will be brave enough to please, please, please call in to get a karma reading at 1-877-876-5227. Once again, that's 1-877-876-5227 for your karma reading. I'd be here till 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma, the psychic show that talks to the living. So we're going to go to promo Pete in a minute, but I think we're going to have a commercial break first before we do that. Then we'll be back with promo Pete and his wonderful announcements.
Money, sex, power. What's your karma? The new psychic show that talks to the living about everyday people with everyday problems. Why do you do the things you do, and how can you fix it? Every Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hosted by clairvoyant and author Lilith Dove. For a free karma reading, call 1-877-876-5227. Once again, for a free karma reading, call 1-877-876-5227. So, what's your karma?
Listening to Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma, the psychic show that talks to the living. I'm your host, Lilith Dahl, with co-hosts MG, Babel, and Promo Pete. Good morning, West Coast, and good afternoon, East Coast. I hope you're still with us. And hello to all you good karma lovers that I know will be calling in for your karma reading at 1-877-876-5227 or 1-877-876-5185. Earlier in the show, we were listening to MG with her wonderful good karma stories, and Babel's spiritual insights are always very, very helpful to help people understand how they can maintain the good karma. So now we're going to go to Promo Pete, who always has the latest news about products, offers, and what's going on in the good karma world and what we have to offer. Promo Pete, are you there?
Yes, look, hello. Hello, everyone listening. This is Promo Pete. Every week I will bring you all the exciting products and services we at Astral Productions have to offer. So it's been a while, but I'm going to share with you our Karma Stars Astrological Forecast. These are available on our video blog, which is at our main media website, whatsyourkarma.tv. You just click on the Karma Stars link. For this coming week, October 26th and November 1st.
Can you hold on, Promo Pete? I think we have a caller. I don't want to keep them on hold for too long, so don't go away. We're going to come right back to you. Hello, hello, hello. Who do we have out there?
Hello?
Hello?
Lilith?
Yes.
This is Mary.
Okay, Mary.
I don't even know how to ask you a question. I just called on a fluke because I was just put on BBS radio. So can you just do a karma reading for me?
You're a host on BBS?
No. I was just listening, and I just decided to call you.
Oh, okay,
so
okay.
It's the first time I've listened to your show. I don't even know how to ask you a question.
Oh, no, you don't have to ask a question. I'll just tell you what I see in terms of your karma right now and how it's affecting your life and what you have to do. So,
thank you.
Oh, no problem. The karma for you is that of being a martyr. During the plague, which was also known as the Black Death in England, you were part of a very wealthy family in a female form. But you were very kind and selfless, and you went out of your way to help the suffering, giving them food, you know, talk to help them, to heal them, you know, whatever that you could in terms of medicine, anything you could do to help them and to overcome or make their life easier. But unfortunately, because of you interacting, of course, because they didn't have antibiotics or any kind of medicines that we have today, you caught the, mm-hmm. the Black Death, the plague yourself, and you actually died at a very young age, around the age of 20. So as a result of that, from lifetime after lifetime, you have that the karma of a martyr, of being selfless and powerless and going out of your way to help others less fortunate to a fault, to the point that you'd even suffer yourself on some level. And so you have dharma, which is, you know, sort of the best way to describe it is good luck or good fortune in the area of money by helping other people. And so your sort of fortunes are about to change very shortly, but you just have to be more aware of who you're helping so you don't put yourself in a situation where you're helping people that need maybe don't deserve it or could help themselves, so you don't end up with a short end of the stick, because you're going to cycle of money as a result of what you've done in the past. So opportunities are coming your way and people are coming into your life that you've helped before in previous lifetimes to help you move forward financially and career-wise. And this seems to me in a male form. They seem to be business people or people in a male form. I don't see female forms at all. They're male forms. So you may feel a bit uncomfortable because they have a very strong business vibration about them. So you may not be comfortable going forward with these individuals, but you should, because they're coming into your life before the end of the year. And that's to help you to increase your finances and career recognition, which you deserve at this point in time.
Wow, thank you very much.
Does that help you?
Okay.
Does that help you?
Yes, it really does. It really helps a lot. It makes so much sense in terms of being the martyr, too.
Really? Okay.
Thank you very much, Lewis.
Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate you calling in, and I'm here to help to the best of my ability.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Promo Pete.
Yes.
He's still there. Sorry I had to interrupt you like that, but I didn't want to keep on the hold.
So
as you were saying.
Yes, as I was saying, every week I like to share our Karma Stars, which is an astrological forecast. And so for this coming week, October 26th and November 1st, I will share the video scopes that we have available on our video blog on our main media website, which is whatsyourkarma.tv. So some following snippets for this coming week is as follows. For November 26th, from October 26th.
I'm a month ahead.
Yes. From October 26th and November 1st, Aries. With the new moon in Scorpio on the 28th, be open and prepared for new joint financial partnerships that will present themselves. At the same time, you must learn to be aware of underhanded behavior that could manifest either in the new scenarios that present themselves or with existing ones. Taurus, be cautious of being manipulated by others or you manipulating in the area of personal relationships and contractual agreements. There is no need for rivalry or vindictiveness, as at the end of it only produces bad feelings all around. Gemini, the new moon on the 28th indicates it's time for career change in the new health regimen. Everything you've been working towards, assuming you have been doing the right thing, should manifest an opportunity to finally chart a new, empowering career course. Cancer. This week, you could be presented with a crisis that forces you to realize that some aspects of self and your life need to drastically change in a more positive way. Somehow, you're paying attention to or learning the lessons the universe is trying to show you. As a result, you continue to repeat the same mistakes over and over again. Leo. The home family environment highlighted this week with the new moon cycle. Therefore, be aware that you might have to deal with emotionally imbalanced, unhealthy individuals that will try to push your buttons and make you overreact. Virgo, be careful what you say and the effect it has on others throughout the week. There could be situations arising that require you to be a listener and give advice, which will require a certain amount of compassion, sensitivity, and insight. Libra, opportunities that present themselves this week will require a great deal of self-worth so that you know and realize that you deserve what is being offered. Without a certain amount of self-worth and self-esteem, it will be difficult to make the most out of further offers to increase financial prosperity and state of life overall. Scorpio, the new moon in your sign indicates it's time to change your ways in certain aspects of personality that are not conducive to being in harmony with others and in the end, in failed endeavors. Sagittarius, it's time to deal with reality and not make the mistake of trying to ignore situations in the hope they'll go away. You're a great deal stronger than you give yourself credit for and therefore need to confront things as they manifest, as at this point in time they could come to a head. Capricorn, sudden arguments and over-emotional individuals could occur this week, so try to be calm in the face of disharmony and adversity. Hopes and wishes may also change as a result of opportunities that come your way. You may even feel the need to break away from certain groups or people that are holding you back and are not progressive in any format. Aquarius, try to stay on top of debts and obligations this week so that they don't fall apart and cause problems for you later. At the same time, deep, slow transformations and changes that have been buried deep within can now be released and emerging, manifesting into a long overdue change. And lastly, Pisces. This is a week to finally get rid of people that you know full well are not of help and support in your life in any way, shape, or form. However, be subtle as you do this in order to avoid unnecessary negativity being directed towards you. And so those are the common stars for this coming week, Sunday, October 26th, to next Saturday, November 1st. Everyone can log on to our main media website, click on the Karma Stars link at whatsyourkarma.tv, and you too can learn about ways to maintain your good karma.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Promo Pete. You always have wonderful words of wisdom to add, and I love your announcements too. What did you think of our event last week that we did at the New Life Expo?
Oh, I thought it was very, very successful. I mean, you know, there was a couple of sort of questions that individuals have asked that sort of needed some correction, so I'm glad they were corrected. there were, you know, I mean, there's, I mean, I think when it comes to this industry, especially individuals who say they tap into information from higher sources and different things, you always have to sort of, it's like the buyer beware mentality. You always have to go in and say to yourself, okay, I got the information. Now, does it really make sense? Does it really make sense to life overall, or are people trying to give me a quick fix? And usually, if it's a quick fix, usually 9 times out of 10, it's not really the right path to follow.
Oh, I like that. Yes, you're absolutely right. I think there's a lot of that going on in the New Age community at this point in time. Just from my observations, I think that when it comes to this industry, a lot of people don't have much discernment. That's the best thing I can say. Really, they just—I don't know—they sort of blindly follow or blindly believe without giving it some clear thought first, or doing their own, you know, investigation or something, reading, learning, I don't know, but something of that nature where they can have a more greater understanding and foundation in this particular area of spirituality, because I think people tend to just follow blindly too much sometimes, and you have to have discernment, otherwise you can really get yourself into a situation that's not too positive.
Absolutely. I mean, I know when I started my spiritual growth development, I remember one of the first things that I heard someone say, even if you get information, try to analyze the information and see if it really, really does apply. I mean, of course, sometimes you can't see certain things, so when you get an information, you're kind of confused, but if you really work with the information, and if someone's actually giving you genuine information, then you know how it applies. So it's very, you know, to be very, very mindful of psychic readings and healers and all these different things. If someone's going to tell you they're going to cure your Lyme disease in one shot, it's kind of a little sketch. You have to be sort of aware that maybe that's not going to happen, especially, you know, when you don't seek medical competent advice from, you know, practitioners who know what they're doing. So,
oh, I totally agree. And I think the problem is a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people do want an ego massage. They want to, you know, be told what they consider nice things or good things. They don't want to be told anything where they have to do a little bit of work on themselves or their life, or have to make an effort, or, you know, something that involves some out energy output on their level. That's my, been my experience. You know, so I think that hopefully we can change that a little bit so people have a more discernment to realize that somehow life isn't, you know, all rosy all the time. It's just not reality. There's things that, as you just have to look in the world as a whole to realize that, you know, people have free will and they're going to do what they're going to do, and sometimes those things aren't the most positive and it can affect, you know, each individual on a microcosmic level. And how do you deal with that? You can't just look at it and say, oh, well, everything's okay, even though it's not. Pretend that it is. You have to deal with the reality of how it's affecting you and what you can possibly do to change it and improve it in a more positive manner so that you can, you know, either extricate yourself from the situation or move around it or overcome it in a much more positive fashion so that everything does work out in a way that's harmonious overall. So hopefully there's people out there still listening who would like a karma reading. The number to call are 1-877-876-5227. That's 1-877-876-5227. And also 1-877-876-5185. That's 1-877-876-5185 for your karma reading today on Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma. We're here every Friday, the psychic show that talks to the living. Your host, Lilith Dove, and I have co-host MG Babylon Promo Pete with me every Friday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, bringing you all that we have to offer to maintain an individual's good karma. So as we move forward in the week, we're going to, you know, keep moving forward and trying to bring you interesting, either interesting stories, interesting insights, interesting announcements, to show everybody what they can do to help themselves overcome their karmas and move forward. So that those of you out there realize that when you do call for a karma reading, it's to empower you, to help you, and to heal some aspect of yourself and life. So I do believe we have another caller calling in right now. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hello, who am I talking to?
This is Marlon Johnson, how are you?
Oh, hi Marlon, how are you? How are you, how are you, how are you? How are you? Okay, so the karma I'm seeing for you, I don't know if you know anything about an individual known as Count Saint Germain. It might be somebody you might want to look up in the history books, but he was an individual around the time of the French Revolution that came to help that situation move forward in a positive way. That's the best thing I can say. But he was also known as a mystic, and around that time frame, he was imprisoned because of the supposed metaphysical secrets that he had that had to do with turning lead into gold. And he was imprisoned because the powers that be wanted to know if this rumor was true, which they suspected it was, and they wanted to know what that secret was. So he was imprisoned, and while he was in prison, they tried to extricate this information from him. And in the process of trying to do that, because he wouldn't give up the information, his fingers were actually cut off because they thought that the secrets were in the rings that he was wearing. So they thought if they cut off his fingers, they would get the secret, they get the rings and find out the secret, which they never did. So unfortunately, you were somehow part of that scenario of giving the orders for this to happen. So as a result, in this lifetime, there's going to be problems with the either loss or problems with the hands and the limbs, and also anything to do with the financial nature. So in order to change that, you have to make sure that you're moving forward, because the limbs have to do with moving forward and writing things, because the hands and the arms have to do with writing things that somehow are very positive to not only help yourself, but help other people to understand that the secret to turning lead into gold, which can be anything from taking an idea and making it into something big or very simple, but it has to come from a good intent in terms of how is it going to help and serve other people. That's the secret, really. It's not so much a magical thing as how is it going to help and serve another person. So that was the secret that individual known as Count Saint Germain had. It's sort of like a symbolic of how you can take something of another metal, something that's really simple and maybe, you know, not something you think is a precious metal, and then turn it into something that is precious to somebody else. And how is that precious metal going to help and serve another person? So with your ideas, the secret to you, you know, being successful financially is in that way. But when things are not going the way they should be, or you're not operating, say, in harmony with natural law, universal law, the problems with the arms and limbs or loss in that area is going to occur. So you have to be very careful, because your body will represent or manifest what's going on in the physical material world. And the way to change that is to make sure you have an idea, something simple that will somehow help and serve others or humanity on a whole, and that's how you overcome that karma.
I see. Well, that's very interesting. Thank you.
That's a pleasure, Marlon. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye. That was another interesting story or karma. Wow. I always surprise myself. So those of you listening out there, I hope you had a chance to hear that. A lot of the stories today, or karmas, I should say, the readings, have had to do with money and power, which may be reflective of what's going on. So perhaps that's why, because I always find that sometimes what's going on in the outer world, the everyday world, reflects very much an individual's life. So take note of that, you good karma listeners out there. We have another caller calling in for another karma reading, so stay tuned. Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hello, who am I talking to?
This is Jill.
Jill or Jill? Jill. I'm assuming you're calling for your karma reading.
Yes.
Okay. Your karma has to do with service to other people. In many of your lifetimes, you've either had wealth or poverty in very extreme situations. You haven't had much that's been in between. But each lifetime has had to do with service, whether you've been wealthy, it was for you to take the wealth you've had to serve other people, or even in poverty, to take the knowledge that you have had to serve other people. And somehow in each lifetime, and you've had a lot of them, you're a very old soul, the aspect of service hasn't really been utilized correctly or appropriately. So in this lifetime, you might find that your finances, once again, because we've had a lot of readings today that have to do with money, your finances will be affected and actually be depleted when the service to others isn't as it should be. It's not balanced. So this is something you have to pay attention to, because you're actually in that particular karma right now. So between now and the next 18 months to 2 years maximum, you really have to pay attention, because your finances could turn, you know, one way or the other, for better or worse, depending on what you do, because this is a pivotal time period for you to heal this karma in particular. So it has to do with service to other people. In your lifetimes you've had in the past, male and female, they haven't been more one or the other. But each lifetime, whether it's been rich or poor, it has to do with service. So even if you don't have money, take something that you have that can help another person in some way and share it with them, or use it and utilize it in whatever format you can that can help them to move forward, or you know, to be more positive, whatever they need that can be of service to them. But it has to do with serving other people. That's what you came here to bring into balance and harmony, service to another person.
Wow, that's amazing. That's right on.
What do you do?
I'm a director for a children's program for a Presbyterian church.
Wow.
And I made a big career change about 4 years ago and took a huge cut in pay to do that. And
wow.
So, yeah, wow.
Wow. Well, I mean, that's pretty amazing. So you're actually doing what you're supposed to be doing.
I guess so, when I kind of felt that call. And so I've been doing that for the past 4 years, serving children and their families. And so I guess I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, and it's funny, because sometimes you find that people somehow on some level intuitively just know, this, I have to do this. And if they have that feeling, most times it's because their soul is guiding them to do what they need to do to overcome a particular karma. So in your case, that's what happened.
Yeah, glad I listened.
Yeah, and in the next 18 months to 2 years, that cycle is going to be, you'll be finished with it. That karma is going to be done with. So don't be surprised if another opportunity comes your way to go in a different direction.
Okay, good. I need to hear that too.
Yeah, because it's not, this isn't something, this particular career you're in now isn't necessarily something to do for the whole of your life, because, you know, karmas can be overcome in less time than a whole lifetime. It depends on the individual.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for calling, Jill.
Okay, bye.
Bye. So, there you have it, everybody. We have some really interesting stories that have to do with money, power, service, everything, you name it. So those examples of karma readings, as I said to this lady Jill, the karma doesn't have to take a whole lifetime to overcome. It can be transmuted in less time, but it really depends on the individual and how much effort, time, and energy they put into it. Before we go, I'm going to call into Babel, MG, and Promo P. Are you still there, everybody, gang?
Yes, hello.
Hello. So what did you think of the show today?
Oh, I'm just blown away. I mean, I think I've heard it all, but this week's batch of readings just, like, blow me away. I mean, amazing, just...
Got a bit shocked there.
A little shocked. I was like, what? Yeah, oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And the feedback from the person that got the reading, like, holy snap, you know, amazing. But it's nice, to hear, like, someone that's already on the right path and you just, you know, validating that.
Affirming that, yeah.
Affirming that.
Yeah, I know. When someone's actually in the path of healing their karma, which doesn't happen all the time, as you know, so it's rare.
No.
That you have someone who somehow intuitively figured it out.
And the amazing part is that they are so individualized, these readings. You know, it's like you think one person, oh, okay, that, I must have that. That must be what my issue is. But no, it's different for each person. That's why it's important to, you know about what karma is affecting you, you know.
Yes, that's very, very true. I'd like to
say something, Lois. The point to that is that even though the karma readings are individual, the lessons can be applied to everyone. Like Arlen's reading there, it was the service to someone that helps them. Everybody can apply that. Even though it was him specifically for his financial future was to take an idea and turn it into gold symbolically, it was the act of taking an idea that serves people that will eventually help his prosperity. I think someone else had a similar to reading to that today. It was the power reading with the guy who was a psychic in other lifetimes with Jesus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was that taking his words that were more serving to help people to increase his prosperity. So, I mean, they are individual, but there are concepts within the readings that can help everyone.
Yeah, exactly. But and I think that the key is that right now, like that guy, the real estate guy, he's on the phone all the time, and he said his finances weren't doing that great. So, yeah, I think that's where the individuality comes into it, because it's specifically for what they're doing at this point in time in their life. But you're right, there's always a truth and a healing and empowerment for each person, for every reading on some level.
And, you know, just a final note, I do know that person, Marlon, and he almost lost his leg in a car accident.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know what he was going through financially at that time. So the loss of limb was actually very accurate, Lilith.
Wow.
And he had 17 surgeries to put a rod in his leg so that he actually, you know, has his legs.
Wow.
So, I mean, that was very evidential in terms of his karmic path, you know, in terms of loss of limbs and how it affected him in his life in terms of his finances, if he was going in the wrong direction. It actually did affect him physically.
Did he have anything going on with his hands at all?
Not really clear on that. You know, I'd have
like
to ask.
Like arthritis, rheumatism.
I was very surprised he called in and, you know, anyway.
Yeah. We should find out if he has arthritis or any rheumatism in his hands. It's not something for you to see if you know him to find out. Promo Pete?
Yes. No, I just wanted to say for those listeners who just didn't get a chance today to get the karmic readings, those does offer phone readings, karmic phone readings, half-hour and one-hour increments. And all this, of course, can be found on whatsyourkarma.tv. There's a contact button, and you can just click on, and we'd be glad to give you your own personalized karma reading. So
thank you. Good announcement, Pete. Good announcement. Well said. Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you enjoyed all of us, Babble, MG, and Promo Pete. And we'll be back here next week, same time, same place, on BBS Radio, Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma? Remember, what goes around comes around. Nobody gets away with anything. But if you know the cause, you can change your fate. So what's your karma?
Money, sex, power. What's your karma? The new psychic show that talks to the living about everyday people with everyday problems. Why do you do the things you do and how can you fix it? Every Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hosted by clairvoyant and author Lilith Dove. For a free karma reading, call 1-877-876-5227. Once again, for a free karma reading, call 1-877-876-5227. So, what's your karma?